E Drive. CNN Radio Computer Connection, I'm Daniel Seaberg.
The Progressive News Hour winding down. Time to say hello to Will Durst and Willie Brown, keeping it real with Will and Willie from 7 to 10 at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. And gentlemen, I will come and join you today if you don't mind.
Pitch on, Scott. We will welcome you with open arms. This is Willie Brown.
And I'm Will Durst, and John will be able to fill the seat of Paul Lobster Wells, who is winging his way eastward.
And to New York to do something about telling people, take us nationally, and we love it.
That's right. He's spreading the good word.
And if we do go, Mike Isikoff, as usual on Friday, will be bringing us the words from the national space.
Yeah, we get a great show. We got Andy Ross is going to come join us. And Robert Wool, who has a new show on HBO called Assume the Position, is performing at Cobb's all weekend. A very funny young man.
And Michelle from Queer Channel, always on Sunday nights, bringing you something that you can't get any other place except right here on 960 The Quake.
960 The Quake. We'll also talk about what we did yesterday, which was, I think we scandalized the American women in radio and television.
I was very gentle. We received an award. Can you imagine? You've been in this business 6 months and you're deemed the best morning drive time talk show.
You know what the deal was? They just wanted to have somebody from The Quake there so they would buy a table.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
It was an honorary thing.
They already had Ed Schultz designated, justifiably.
That's true.
All right. Hang around. We're going to talk all morning.
All morning. 3 hours. Keeping it real with Will and Will.
Without Paul!
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Our Quake News Team special, San Francisco in 60, coming up. And then, keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. We're KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Zarqawi initially survived a U.S. airstrike in Iraq. That's what reporters at the Pentagon are being told this morning. Our Dick Giuliano joins us live from Washington with the latest. Dick.
Bill, we know a little bit more about the death of Zarqawi. The last face Zarqawi saw before he died was the face of a United States soldier. Major General Bill Caldwell in Iraq has told a Pentagon news briefing the terrorist survived the initial blast, was placed on a stretcher by Iraqis when U.S. troops arrived.
According to the person on the ground, Zarqawi attempted to sort of turn away off the stretcher. Everybody re-secured him back onto the stretcher, but he died almost immediately thereafter.
Also, yesterday's report said a child died in the attack today. Caldwell says no, it was 6 grown-ups, including Zarqawi, 3 males, 3 females. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
CNN senior editor for Arab Affairs, Octavia Nasser, tells us Zarqawi's death is drawing mixed reaction from the Arab world.
Zarqawi is an interesting figure in the Arab world because on the one hand, he is not liked. He's seen as a butcher. He is seen as someone who really crossed the line, especially with the hostage-taking and the beheadings and the violence that we've seen of late in Iraq. So on the one hand, he's not liked. He's hated in some circles. But on the other hand, the U.S. is not liked.
The FBI is now looking over DNA samples of Zarqawi at a crime lab in Virginia. The results could be back by Monday. A new videotape is out from Ayman al-Zawahiri, al-Qaeda's number 2 man. He does not mention Zarqawi's death. Supporters of a new telecommunications bill that's passed the House say it'll increase competition and drive down cable prices.
The congressional action last night opens the door for lower prices, but it really depends on where you live.
Gary Arlen is a telecommunications analyst. The bill would encourage phone companies and others to enter video markets. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
Congressman William Jefferson, who's at the center of a bribery investigation, says he's not going to step down from the Ways and Means Committee. CNN's Andrea Koppel reports from Capitol Hill one Democratic leader wants him to.
For weeks now, there has been a battle brewing between House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi and Congressman Jefferson. Last month, Pelosi even went so far as to release a letter that she had written to Jefferson demanding that he temporarily step aside from his committee membership while he was being investigated. But last night, Pelosi failed to win the support of the majority of House Democrats for such a move.
The nation's trade deficit widens to more than $63 billion in April after 2 months of declines. The Commerce Department says the increase was due to higher oil prices and more imports of furniture, TVs, and toys from China. Are you ready for some football? Soccer, that is. The World Cup begins today with the host Germans taking on Costa Rica. The U.S. begins play Monday. This is CNN Radio. If you're flying to New York's JFK and planning to take a taxi into the city, CNN's Gary Baumgarten says make sure you're getting just charged for what you owe.
Just over half the cabbies who are given what the city calls integrity tests flunked, some of them charging investigators posing as foreign visitors more than the correct fare to the Waldorf Astoria or a Brooklyn hotel. The testers pretended to not be able to speak English and handed the drivers notes telling them where they wanted to be taken. Of 24 drivers tested, 13 violated at least one Taxi and Limousine Commission regulation. Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
It's apparently a new record for pizza deliveries. Sailors and shipbuilders in San Diego ordered pizza to celebrate completion of the Navy's newest cargo ship. Papa John's says it delivered 13,500 pizzas to the San Diego shipyard. They're claiming it's a new Guinness record. I'm Bill Caiaccio. This is CNN Radio. I'm Bill Caiaccio, Will and Willie, and more local news coming up on 960 The Quick.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
The JCPenney Saturday bonus sale, this Saturday only. Stores open early at 8 a.m. with incredible doorbusters 8 a.m. till 1. Like 60% off entire stock men's and young men's shorts. Plus, give yourself a bonus. Get extra coupon savings all day. $10 off a $50 purchase, $15 off $75 or more. The JCPenney Saturday bonus sale, this Saturday at 8 a.m. Don't miss it.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Make Make this Father's Day one he won't forget with a gift from Lowe's. Choose any of these great gifts for only $39. A Black & Decker 18-volt drill with 75-piece kit and carry bag. Or a Dremel rotary tool with 49 bits and cutters. Or a 10-gallon 4-horsepower shop vac with super quiet motor. Can't make up your mind? Then get a Lowe's gift card or get 10% off your first purchase when you open a new Lowe's consumer credit card account from June 7th to the 11th. This Father's Day, hurry to Lowe's, where you can always find great gifts for great guys. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offers may vary. See store for details.
A new day for Muslims in San Francisco. Andy Jordan is reporting in this San Francisco in 60.
For Berlin, the wall was made of stone and came down to thunderous applause. Here in San Francisco, an 8-foot wall has come down, but time will tell what it will mean. The wall in question has traditionally separated male and female Muslims at San Francisco's largest mosque in the Tenderloin. And this may have been bold new territory on the Showtime show Sleeper Cell, but it's not something you'll see at many mosques around the country. Once again, San Francisco blazes new territory. The Chronicle reporting leaders of the Islamic Society of San Francisco say Islam offers no justification for the partitions that separate men and women in Muslim mosques. So how is it going so far? The Chronicle reports some men say the presence of women invites temptation, some women refusing to attend. But here in San Francisco, walls coming down reveal deeper issues. As the Chronicle points out, the Islamic Society is at Jones and Market amid a horde of homeless people near a liquor store, a smoke shop, and a payroll loan business charging 391% annual interest.
Online, on the air at 960 AM. In your iPod, we go where you are. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
It's 7:09. It's time for Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We are live at Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. We're here every day from 7 until 10 o'clock. Paul Wells off today. John Scott here. And the boys are here, ready to go. We'll have Malou Nubla. She's a former Channel 4 anchor and evening magazine host on Channel 5. She'll join us later. Also, Andy Ross, the half of Matera and Ross, a Chronicle columnist. Mike Isikoff from Newsweek magazine, and a whole lot more. Good morning, Will Durst and Willie Brown.
Good morning, John, and it's pleasant to see you in an environment other than the station.
Yeah, we'll have some fun today. How was the luncheon yesterday for the American Women Radio
Television? American Women Radio and Television gave us a nice little award. The Will and Willie Show won the Best Morning Show Award, which is odd that we've only been on for 5 months. We're winning awards already. The award-winning Will and Willie Show now.
And it was interesting because I always test those events to determine the quality of the food. And you take one look and you know you can't eat it. It
would be you went right for the fruit, didn't you?
Absolutely. I walked over and I said, and I know that the people always there, they can always put together a fruit plate. And they did. They put together a fruit plate. It was very lovely. I ate every piece of the fruit that they gave me.
The chicken wasn't bad.
Well, I don't know. I didn't check the chicken out.
It was boneless, which was nice.
But it also looked alive.
No. It had a nice little crispy skin on it.
Did it? Well, but I don't do banquet food, so I had to do my best to struggle through it. But it was an interesting afternoon. And it's a women's organization totally dominated by women.
AWRT.
There were almost no men in the room except those who bought the tables, I guess, or what have you, or came for the awards. Michael Savage was there, which was kind of amazing for me.
Savage was there?
Yeah, he got selected as a... He mentioned you.
No, Krasny. That was Michael Krasny.
No, that was Michael Savage. That was Michael Savage, believe it or not.
My God! That's what he looks like.
That's what he looks like. And wait till Michael Kravitz hears from you. But he was up there, and he got up, and he was gracious.
Oh, he
accepted his award, thanked everybody in the world who's associated with him.
Yeah, we missed you, John. We thought you were going to wander by.
You know, I didn't get the email, and our boss, Bob Agnew, looked at me and says, "You going to the banquet?" I said, in a T-shirt and jeans, I said, "No, that would not be appropriate."
I had to go home and change. I wasn't dressed appropriately either. But what happened was they had a panel. So it starts out, you go to the dinner, and then they had a panel, and it was four women. It was Dana King. It was Cheryl Jennings. I can't remember the other two. One was Noelle from Channel 11, and the other was a lady from New Orleans, and I know her name, and it's just escaping me. But they talked about their experiences in desperate situations. You know, Hurricane Katrina. Dana talked about going down to Honduras for Hurricane Mitch. Noel was the first person at Ground Zero from the Midwest when she worked in Minneapolis. And Cheryl Jennings talked about being in war. And it just went on a little too long. So when they got to the awards, people weren't, you know, doing their thank yous, you know, because everybody had to get back to work.
No, it was the downer by then. People had become so focused on all of the horrible experiences that these women had been exposed to and handled well, as quality journalists are supposed to do. And they told their own personal stories about how what the challenge was to be able to do it, 14, 15, 16, 18 hours a day.
Tragic, inspiring stories.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Driving in order to get there without any commitment for gasoline to supply them and becoming fortunate enough to get cops to provide them with it.
But then they started handing out the awards, and somebody started this, and it was their fault. Remember, the Seguin went up there and said, it's almost 2 o'clock, we got to go, no thank yous. So then people weren't doing thank yous. They were getting their awards and not doing thank yous. And I look over at Mr. Mayor, I look over at Mayor Brown, and I said, no, we're going to talk.
But we're talk show people.
Yeah.
We're not visual. What are you talking about? And they called our name, you know, it was kind of like the Academy Awards. We ran up there. Everybody else casually walked. We didn't want them to take it back. And then when we got to John, they handed us one plaque. So,
For two of us.
Don't you have two? I don't divide anything with Will Durst. I mean, this is...
So Willie goes up there, and he starts talking about Agnew and stuff, and he's cracking jokes, and he got the whole crowd going. And I went in there and I mentioned I think my line was I love women because there were a lot of women there, and that worked. And then right after us, we got our awards and we went.
No, when you said I love the women, I said, well, I don't think with my reputation I can join in that.
So then we get done, and then Bob Agnew gets an award, our boss, for best news talk station or something. I can't remember what the award was for. And he goes up there, and he does, well, when I started out in radio, like it was going to be like this. Yeah. And, no, I'm just kidding. And then he left. It was very funny. It was succinct. And then Roberta Gonzalez gets an award. Roberta Gonzalez gets best weathercaster. And she mentioned, because Willie was in the audience, she mentions, you know, when I first got here, the first day I'm at the station. Willie
first
Brown
day.
Comes in, first day at the station. Willie Brown comes into the studio, hands me the key to the city, and then Willie says...
Didn't know you were married.
So our table and the three tables around us crack up because we're at the table. She has no idea what's going on. That Willie's getting laughs at her expense. She still doesn't know what he said.
And hopefully now she does. Yeah.
So we weren't making fun of her. We were making fun near
with her.
Yes.
We were trying to liven the crowd up. And we did. I think we successfully did. It was a good program, though, I must tell you. It's a good program. Obviously a good organization.
It was an honor.
They had the pioneer of broadcasting in Northern California.
Ova Davis.
West of the Mississippi for African-Americans.
She was Davis. I did not know that. She
Very
was the first African-American.
1967.
African-American, not African-American woman, right?
No, first African-American. Period.
To get a gig west of the Mississippi.
And as a reporter.
In 64?
No, 62? No, yeah, about 64, 65. Yeah.
And she said, did you hear what she said? She hasn't been unemployed for one
40
day.
40 years. 40 years. She's been consistently employed.
Two stations, right?
No, four or five. She said two at a time.
Oh.
She's right now Cron and KQED.
Yeah.
And before that, you recall, she was on Channel 5 for many, many years.
Oh, that's right.
And then she had that great show with Roland Post many years ago. I think it was called This Week in California.
This in Twink. Like This Week in Northern California, right.
Right. It was really good. And she's done all of those incredible documentaries, like her interview with Fidel Castro, her interview with Martin Luther King Jr., her interview with Nelson Mandela. She's had an access to an incredible number of people. She truly is a legend in the world of broadcast journalism.
You know who else is a legend? Her husband.
Bill Moore.
Bill Moore, former cameraman.
First ever.
Black cameraman?
Absolutely. And you got to give Kevin O'Brien credit for that. He hired Bill Moore, and Bill Moore became the premier phototog. Everybody wanted to work with him because he was like a director.
He knew what he was doing.
He really knew exactly where he's...
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
You can listen to The Quake 24-7 at quakeradio.com and on the air at 960 AM, San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're at Hotel Vitale, San Francisco, here every day till 7, from 7 until 10. The new Al Gore film, An Inconvenient Truth, out everywhere. He was on Jay Leno last night, had some funny lines. The Quake will be giving away tickets for you to see the movie at the UA Stonestown in San Francisco. Starts with Randy Rhoads this afternoon and goes all the way through Sunday. He was on The Tonight Show last night, had some pretty funny things.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Well, he mentioned that he's involved in a feud with Lindsay Lohan, which is pretty clever. And then he also mentioned that he would be willing to do a nude scene, but only if it advanced the character and the plot.
And the plot.
Such an actor.
It probably would have helped Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah.
It certainly will have indicated that there is global warming.
If he's taking off his clothes.
That's right.
I convince the clothes are the tyranny of the aged. As we get older, we need these clothes more and more and more.
And that's why I started so early.
Yeah, you
I did a preemptive strike.
What was the deal with the hat? Well, you were the only guy wearing a hat. I remember yesterday we're at this hotel ballroom, and of course they got a coat rack and everything. And
there's one hat.
No coat, nothing. They got two horizontal racks for hats. One hat, one gorgeous little straw hat up there. And how did the hat thing start?
Many, many years ago, when I still lived in Texas, everybody wore hats. You actually wore hats in order to keep
for protection.
The sun off your
head. Yeah,
that's right. And in the winter, to keep your head warm. But hats in my family, it was very stylish. My uncle, who's kind of my inspiration, and I still live through him, even though he's been dead for 10, 12 years, was a hat wearer. I mean, he would start with the hat in the morning before he put anything else on. Shorts came second. Hats first. And so I've been a hat person all of my life, and I still am. I must have as many hats as I have almost anything else.
But it's so distinctive. I left almost the same time that you did. I followed you for a block because I was parked in Union Square parking garage yesterday, and you were about a block ahead of me. And turning around, and people are waving, and you got this walk, and your arm is up, and you're waving by as you're going past people. You got that move down, and I knew it was you because of the hat. And I thought, man, that was so distinctive. You know, I was wondering if you had figured on that when you came to San Francisco, because no one was wearing hats.
No, I didn't know what people were doing out here in San Francisco at that time, but I'm always in a hat, and when I'm not in a hat, even for 30 seconds, people get upset. Where's the hat? I was in Vegas over the weekend. People up yelling at me, where is the hat? Where's the hat?
It's Vegas. It's 104.
Well, not only that, you go in these places and they have no place for you to put your hat.
Right.
I
was wondering
no accommodations
if that's,
for hats.
I was
not
wondering
whatsoever.
If that's a problem.
Now they have accommodations for handbags under the bar. Have you noticed when you go in bars now, reach under the side of the bar, there's a hook. And a woman can now hang her handbag.
Oh.
It makes it very difficult for those of us who check out handbags.
No.
The contents of it. How about that woman yesterday saying somebody broke into somebody's car? That's the one thing they can't blame on Willie. Did you hear her say that?
No. What was that?
Well, some person who was scheduled to be on the panel, unfortunately she didn't get there, I guess. So they said that she didn't arrive.
Oh, no, they broke into the van.
That's right, they broke into
She's
the
doing
van.
A live shot.
She's doing
with
a
the
live
police chief.
With Heather Fawn, that's right. With the police chief. And while she's doing that, somebody
breaks into the van.
And then steals all the equipment. And the MC said, well, that's one thing they can't blame on Willie Brown. And I got up and offered to sell used TV equipment.
Anybody need a couple of monitors?
Yeah. Recently liberated from a van. It was a good day, though.
It was fun. It was a gorgeous day in San Francisco.
And it was a great day to walk around downtown. I had about 20, 25 minutes to kill. So I walked all around Union Square. I love seeing what we've done with Union Square. The existence of the palm trees and all of the artwork that's there and the characters that now occupy that facility, of the nannies who bring the little kids to let them run around all over the place, the coffee you can get at that little shop at the end, it is just absolutely right out of Italy. It's right out of Italy.
It's a nice little place.
Absolutely.
And he kept the statue, which I was afraid of.
Well,
the big statue in the middle.
I actually wanted to put somebody else on top of it.
I bet you did.
I wanted to take...
I bet he was beheaded, too.
No, it was me.
Yeah.
I would have
taken...
I'm always... Mr. Ross.
Yes,
welcome,
Andy Ross from Ross.
Thank you
Ross.
Very much. It's nice to be here with both you gentlemen. And, Mr. Brown, I got to say, you know, last night, I'm heading to bed. I'm ready to have my warm milk, call it a night. And I hear Willie Brown is supposed to appear on KRON with Phil Mateer here. And he's waiting and waiting. So we're going to have him momentarily. And I thought, this guy, Willie Brown, is a superhuman. He really is. He can stay up late at night, do a show on KRON, show up the next morning and be coherent at 7 in the morning.
Why don't you give me an opportunity? I owe a major apology. Do you know I totally and completely blew it?
Well, that's okay.
I was over there.
He was supposed
was
to be
on Hayes Street, what have
I thought you were out partying, yeah.
No,
you,
I was.
You were.
I was on Hayes Street. I went over there to go. He just totally blew it. Forgot it. Totally forgot it. Went on and didn't remember at all. So, obviously, my age is beginning to catch up.
No, you're just human like the rest of us. And, hey, you got the promo out of it, so what more did you want?
But now I got to explain to Phil. I got to call Phil and say, hey, listen, you know, I don't know what'll happen. It just somehow got past me. Because I made the commitment yesterday afternoon that I would show for the 9:30 shot. And I told Will this morning, I'm really embarrassed.
embarrassed.
Well, look,
this
don't worry.
This has never happened to me before.
She's not going to take it out on you. I'm the one who's going to face the wrath of it this morning when I
Hey, it's Friday.
No,
how come you guys
are
late? You were late. Were you deliberately late to get here?
Was that the deal? No, you know what the problem was? I was actually carpooling it across that beautiful Bay Bridge that you were supposed to have finished by now and make sure it was all done and we could move freely on there, but now it's backed up.
You see, everything in the world gets blamed.
Of course.
On Willie.
They're
all
moving. Right. We can see it from here.
If it makes you feel better, though, I do feel somewhat sympathetic to you because earlier this week I had I thought I'm going to drop by the San Francisco Moscone Center West, where they have 1,000 folks from the Hotel and Visitors Convention Center gathered.
And is that what's there?
For the retirement of John Marks.
For the retirement of John Marks.
I was there.
You were there?
Yes.
Well, I went in there, and I actually walked in with Mayor Gavin Newsom about 12:30. And I was amazed because poor Gavin Newsom had to sit through an hour and a half of speeches and everything else before they let him get up there and give 1 3-minute chance to hand out a proclamation. I said, this isn't something Willie Brown ever
would never do. Let me tell you what I did when I went over there. I knew that that convention and visitors bureau and retirement of John Marks is going to be painful. So I booked a second event. I booked an event with the doorman up at Moose's, and I think I told Will about it, where they all have that luncheon uniform, and we've been doing it for years. And it's something the mayor should have attended as well. But he did not. I always go because the doorman never will tell anybody who I entered the hotel with and left the hotel with. You got to protect your interests.
That's right.
Right. So I know the John Marks' thing is going to be a screw-up. I go to John Marks' thing and announce that I've got to go to the other one.
Uh-huh, that's
the trick.
That way
you get the exit. And I got the exit. I shook hands with John. I took a photograph with his wife. I listened to that swig guy talk forever. And he did. He had the longest speech of anybody. I saw him rehearsing. So I didn't have to put up with it. And I got a chance to stand at the top of the escalator, shake everybody's hands who was going in there. They think that I was still there. I was out of there so fast.
Beautiful.
And also, when you announce that you have to leave, they think that you're busy, that you have important things to do,
right,
that you're, you know, involved in the city.
You know, Newsom's beginning to resent that, too. He said the other day, you know, this town is as if they have two mayors. I said, no, Gavin, they have four. Agnos, Jordan, Brown, and Newsom. And sometimes Feinstein.
Uh-huh. And the ghost of Alioto.
Well, to Gavin's credit, he sat there faithfully in the front row, you know, very attendant to what was going on. And
that's a misuse of his time, Randy. Nobody should do that to the mayor.
Yep.
The mayor should be allowed to come in, interrupt the program, make his remarks, and go on to his next. Because everybody wants to see the mayor. And there are always at least four or five lunches. And when you block out his time and you exclusively take it, you're doing the city a disservice.
Andy, you're going to stick with us, right?
Yeah.
He has to. He hasn't done anything so far.
Ho!
Now, we'll get a few more minutes out of him. Andy Ross from Achiar & Ross in the San Francisco Chronicle at 7:30. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Let's check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, brought to you this time by the Department of Boating and Waterways. San Francisco on 19th Avenue at Ocean is a motorcycle crash blocking the two right lanes. Slow traffic on the upper deck, but it's moving. You have a nice view of it from Hotel Vitale this morning. The metering lights are on. Solo accident in the merge, 237 eastbound before 880. Bay Area, in an effort to keep the waterways safe this weekend, law enforcement is cracking down. Last year, 260 arrests were made in Northern California. So if you're boating, don't drink. Remember, it's your boat. It's your responsibility. A reminder, you can check real-time traffic anytime 24-7 on our website at quakeradio.com. At 7:31, here's what's happening. Counting continues of the votes in Alameda County. We have an election that's not quite over yet. Ron Dellum's now at 50.2%. The Ignacio de la Fuente campaign had a sheriff's deputy guard the ballots last night. He sits at 33%, and officials expect the counting to continue through the weekend. They hope to have it wrapped up by Monday. Because of the great job the Caltrans crews did over the weekend, there will be no major closure of the Bay Bridge this weekend, but they do have some ramp closures, and they'll do some realignments as well. You can find out all about that at our website at quakeradio.com or at 511.com. Things around town this weekend, the Haight Street Fair, always a good time. That's on Sunday from 11 until 6. Our forecast this weekend, mostly sunny, warm inland near 90 in the east, north, and south bays today and tomorrow.
but dropping into possibly the 70s by Sunday, 60s on the coast. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues live at Hotel Vitale. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the fan, video mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, then call me Sally.
Hot, submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week, anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you, you've been a great audience. El Palazzo, come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Hey, guys, this is Will Durst.
And this is Willie Brown. And let me tell you, Will, can you imagine Working Assets Wireless provides the same quality service as every major telephone company in this nation?
I heard that. Not only do they give you the same quality service, they give 1% of all their customers' charges and donate them.
And when I looked at the notes, over 20 years, that's $50 million.
To do-gooders.
Black Planned Parenthood.
And the ACLU.
And the Sierra Club.
WorkingAssets.com Wireless. It's the progressive choice for wireless phone service. Visit WorkingAssets.com/quake. Change the world.
On the go.
Fear. What scares you? Why are we so afraid of just about everything?
This morning, there will be extra security at a Santa Rosa high school.
So we're going to be talking about metal thieves. Mm. Now they're at it with aluminum.
This afternoon, the Vallejo man accused of killing his wife during a jet ski trip will be in a Sonoma County courtroom.
What are we so afraid of? It's a Quake News special, Sunday at 12 noon on 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. It's 7:36. The Quake is giving away a 2006 Toyota Prius Hybrid.
Huh?
It gets 55 miles to the gallon.
What?
It's a pretty sweet car.
What?
Yeah.
You're giving away a Prius?
Yes. You can register to win at our website on the contest page at QuakeRadio.com.
Damn straight I will.
It's only appropriate that 960 The Quake be the first station among to give away a hybrid car. Jack Kemp will join us in a few minutes. Mike Isikoff from Newsweek magazine. Now it's Andy Ross from Mateer and Ross and the Chronicle with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Andy.
Yes, sir.
An election in San Francisco, an election in Oakland, and an election in San Jose. results for the fall or runoff in San Jose. Let's start there. Cindy Chavez versus Reed. Are you covering that? Are you watching?
You know, I have to tell you, to be honest, that race has not done a lot to excite me, and maybe I've just sort of looked at it peripherally.
That's the largest city in Northern California.
I know it, but
they
consider
themselves second largest city in California, isn't it?
What?
Second largest city in California.
Yes.
It's bigger than San Diego.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's. Yes, it's a big city. I just don't know.
Okay, well, let's go to Oakland.
Let's talk about Oakland instead. I think that was quite an interesting race.
Is it finite yet?
Well, let's put it this way. It's finite. Whether or not Ron Dellums wins outright right now,
I know,
or
but...
not. I mean, the truth is, for Mr. De La Fuente to come back from 17 points at this point, if there were a runoff, would be a Herculean task, and I just don't know that
it's
been done.
5 months is a lifetime.
Keep in mind, we had the situation here in San Francisco where I think it was Jim Lazarus who had a 14 to 15 point lead over Dennis Herrera going into the finals, and Dennis Herrera won just by hair, but nevertheless he won. He was in the high 20s, like 27, 28, and the other guy was at about 42 or 43.
Same thing after the primary?
After the primary.
And he spent the next 5 months and he gained up all that ground?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Jack Davis may have orchestrated Dennis Herrera's win. Jack's always been very clever at managing who shows up for the polls by whatever means, and the results were that the left again prevailed and Lazarus lost.
All right, let's presume for a moment that Ignacio de la Fuente makes it into a runoff, and there he is 17 points behind. If you were his campaign manager, what would you advise him? Let's also remember that all
divorce
of his contributors, all the money that he might hope to get to keep that operation going, is probably going to dry up pretty quickly.
If I know Ignacio, he has been a journeyman politician and a real person with interest in Oakland.
Yeah.
I think, without reference to whether or not there's a runoff, he is going to walk up to Dellums sometimes in the very near future and say, Ron, let's put this city together. I'm president of the city council. You're going to be mayor. We're going to need to work together. There's no sense in putting the city through a divisive 5 or 6 months, which would take years to repair.
Yeah, you think
you have defeated me. I think he will. I think he's that much of a gentleman. I think he's that much of a pro. And I think he has the interests of Oakland at heart. And I think he will do that. Period. That's my view.
Kind of
I've
like
not
what,
spoken.
Kind of like what William Jefferson did to the Democrats. He said, "I'm a big guy in the face right now. I'm the target of a lot of."
When did he do that?
Oh, that's right. He didn't do that.
Yeah, he should, but when did he do that?
All right,
but I think De La Fuente will do that. I think he has the interests of Oakland at heart. I also think the reality is Nancy Nadel is to the left of Dellums.
That's right.
And there is absolutely no way that her vote is going to be worse than 50-50. And her 14-15% of the
vote—that's
vote,
right. So it doesn't
that only
translate
gets you up
to
42.
That's absolutely right. Now the question would be, is whether Ignacio is also going to let the vote count continue for some time, hope that maybe, just maybe, he can get Dellums' vote down below that 50%, so at least he has a little bit of leverage when he walks into the room.
What do we know
to,
right now?
Tell.
We know that Dellums is leading 50.2.
How many votes to be counted?
30. You
well,
never know in Alameda.
I think they've talked about a pool of 8,000 votes.
No, they're 37,000.
Well, a lot of those are Alameda County, not the
I know,
the
but
city.
It's still, but they haven't separated them out.
Well, the other part of this was interesting. Apparently, yesterday there was reports that they found a couple of bags
of
ballots.
Of course they did.
In a warehouse.
Stuffed in a warehouse.
Of course
now,
they did.
Here we go. So let the fun begin. Sound familiar?
I don't. I resent that. I resent that.
No,
are you talking about Ohio, Andy? At any rate, that matter could. Now, let's come to San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Issues on the ballot. A to D.
Oh, boy. Do we have to go through the whole litany of them all? I mean, this
no,
had
just
a
give me your.
All right, look, we had. It
don't give me the column.
One
no,
pass.
No,
right?
No,
I know.
One
pass.
Give me the
column.
The bottom line is that the opponents of Mayor Gavin Newsom
wow.
Put several measures onto the ballot.
The same people.
And mostly they were out there. This was largely led by his opponent, Chris Daley, and a lot of it was really to turn the screws to the mayor.
Strip
on a number of issues, including, for instance, being able to force taking away some of his power to deal with this whole Transbay terminal issue that Chris Daley felt he wasn't moving quickly
enough.
He lost that one. He lost. Chris Daley also lost one to try to tweak some money measure A. Get it?
Violence
prevention.
He lost $30 million.
Lost that. There was a one for disclosure law having to do with people who were going to purchase.
The evictions. Yes. Old people are disabled.
So you have to disclose that they were evicted. So
that would pass.
That would pass, but you also have a huge renter base in San Francisco, so it was sort of a natural to win that one.
And then the Laguna Honda.
And then we had a Laguna Honda measure on there that I don't think most people quite knew what that was all about, but ostensibly it was supposed to keep violent folks from being allowed to be there. It was also going to rezone some property to perhaps allow
that one lost.
Some people to do develop some
that
was, homes around.
That was
the voice you hear. The voice you hear.
Who is this guy?
Actually, there is a voice. Material Ross. They do talk. They don't just write. The most popular column in the San Francisco Chronicle. The circulation goes up. As is the case with KQED.
And this is the bearded one.
What?
This is the bearded one. This is Andy Ross.
This is Andy Ross.
The Chronicle's own.
Wherever
here at
they appear, the numbers go up.
Well,
and so, right here on the Quake, Andy, we welcome you.
Thank you.
And this is amazing. You do really have a voice. Now, what about, about Fiona Ma, Janet Riley?
Well, this was
Leland Yee, Mike Nevin.
Yeah, these were two amazing races over on the west side. I mean, we had
my part of town.
That's right.
Sunset.
So I think the most interesting, clearly, was the assembly race, the big battle over there between Supervisor Fiona Ma versus Janet Riley, who's on the Golden Gate Bridge District Board. Of course, she, as we've talked about before, is the wife of a millionaire former political consultant.
I think you just buried the lead there.
Yes.
Yes. I think the latter is the more important than the former.
Well, it was certainly a big part of it. Janet Riley and her husband threw in $400,000 of their own money into
An assembly race?
Yes, for an assembly race. Now, before we jump all over them, on that, we should also point out that on the other side, Fiona Ma had big backing from your old friend and colleague, former State Senate President John Burton.
He's, hell of a lot more than 400.
Yes, that's right. What he did is he had tucked away a nice sum of money into
old nonprofit that he had set up, what, years ago?
Yeah, well, this was...
Well, it's not a nonprofit. It's actually a political committee.
Oh, it is?
Yes, and it had about $1 million in the account.
And he threw all of it. They threw actually $600,000 of that money...
On
independent expenditures on behalf of Fiona Ma. And I got to say, there were some very bruising messages going out. They were accusing Janet Riley of being, you know, a wealthy woman living in Seacliff. That's right. And sending her kids to private schools, we should say parochial schools, in truth.
Which Willie Brown actually thought was a tactical error in the Sunset District.
I still think it's a tactical error. The Catholics when you suggest that there's something wrong with sending your kid to Catholic school.
If they were going to St. Albans or Eton or something, you know, that's different.
That's one thing, yes.
Well, and that's probably right, but that was probably stirred the Catholics, a lot of whom were probably going to vote for Janet Riley. Anyway, she and her husband are quite heavily involved in Catholic charities. They're known in those circles.
They're
so
biggest.
That was their base. Whether or not the message, that got sent out there to the rest of the district... You know, whether
but Andy, she lost by 20
negative
points.
Yes, she lost big, huge.
60-40.
So, what do you account for it?
Chinese last name.
Well,
last name.
You start with
Sunset District. A lot of Hong Kong money there.
But we've traditionally been saying that, you know, for all of the money and seemingly growing influence of the Chinese community, it's not clear to me that they necessarily still vote in the greatest numbers. Now, it'll be interesting to go back and look in this race and see if there is any pattern.
I don't know how you find that out.
I got to tell you guys, the Chinese were the absolutely best and most loyal, dedicated vote that I had in running for mayor. You would assume that I was really brownstone.
Brownstone.
And if you remember, Andy, Tom Amiano tried to change his name to Amiano Tom.
Don't you remember? Is that how it was on the ballot?
Yes! Amiano Tom. So, you know, because that would obviously put him into the world of Chinese. They're ringing the bell. We got a new guy ringing the bell.
Yeah, different kind of bell. Andy Ross, thank you for joining us, boss. That's it.
Great being here.
Be back, though.
I'll be back.
You will be back.
Thank you, Andy Ross. It's 7:47. Jack Kemp coming up in a few minutes. Mike Isikoff. A burst of durst, too. It's the Keeping It Real with Will and Willie show live at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco on 960 The Quake.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Are you ready for some comedy in your life? HBO has got the plug for you. Now, I know you've been a faithful HBO fan probably for a while, but you're not ready for something new that they've got lined up for you. The name? Lewis Black. Returning for his second HBO stand-up special, Lewis Black, Red, White, and Screwed. It's starting Saturday, June 10th at 10 p.m. on HBO. A little background on your man. He was named Best Male Stand-Up back in 2001 in the American Comedy Awards. First book? That's right. He's an author. Nothing Sacred. Published back in 2005 and made the New York Times bestsellers list. And he's written and produced more than 40 plays and starred in numerous stage productions. So you gotta be there for the new comic debut. Lewis Black, starring in an all-new hour of frenetic Take No Prisoners HBO stand-up special, Lewis Black, Red, White, and Screwed. Saturday, June 10th, 10 p.m., only on HBO.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty S'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in 3 new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
960, The Quake, the Bay Area's progressive talk station. We couldn't do it without
you. Thanks. From 960, The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
751, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, boss. Yeah, I know what you're saying. The World Cup is the most exciting sporting event in the world that has to make seniors tour knitting circles number two, with supermodels filling in crossword puzzles in ink a close third. And Ferdley passes it to Rodriguez, who passes it back to Ferdley, who passes it back to Rodriguez, who stands stuck still for a full 20 seconds. Genius tactical move. He's put the attack back on the full boil now. Rodriguez passes it back to Ferdley, who takes a shot, and it's no. Bounces off the crossbar, and so late in the second stoppage time, the score remains 0-0. Now, nobody ever knows what time it is, and the only camera angle they got is the one where the lens is attached to the inside edge of the Mir space station. Then they give out these red and yellow cards to players who have the audacity to get in the way of other players and attempt to alter their effectiveness. These guys would last about 15 seconds in the NFL. Of course, Americans don't really get soccer. That's because we don't understand any sport that doesn't involve eighth of a ton, no-neck, brain-dead, behemoth pieces of premium beef tearing each other apart like the last hot dog at a mad dog picnic. And after all, in soccer, that's the fans' job. And I gotta be honest with you here. I'm one of them. I'm gonna be glued to the set for the next month. Go USA. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Burst of Durst. Do you like that idea of them? You know, the dogs after the one hot dog left, the mad hot dog foray. I can see it now. And then describing America football players the way in which you did, well, you will not be invited to my box at the 49er game.
Brand dead pieces of behemoth.
Yes, I cannot believe you described it. And then, by the way, Steve McNair, Air McNair, got traded to the Ravens yesterday. He's going to play for Brian Belup. And
traded for a fourth round draft choice.
Yeah, but they got
the
two
hell
new
is
quarterbacks.
That?
But the Tennessee Titans have two new quarterbacks. They got one guy from Fresno State named Volek. Obviously, should have been playing for Notre Dame, but he obviously couldn't pass the entrance exam. And then the other guy is young from Texas, who is probably a year away from being totally and completely ready. And so the Ravens, for the first time, get a real quarterback since they had Elvis Gerback. You remember when they took him from us many years ago?
Took him off our hands.
Yeah, removed him off our hands.
You remember.
And I do remember. I don't have pleasant memories about that experience. But I must tell you.
I remember a famous quote.
I don't.
I do.
And there's no evidence that quote was ever made.
No, I can find it right here.
No. Ross McGowan has erased it. It was made to Ross McGowan, you know, and I was in London at the time. Well, I was in Paris. I can't remember which. But I had a good life when I was the mayor. I used to travel a lot. I would go all over. And
hey,
I was a soccer fan.
Fan.
Yeah, because guys my size could play soccer. Yeah. And, you know, if you were really speedy, you had a hard head.
You don't have to be
short
of brains.
Yeah. That's right. You could really do it well. Well, I tried soccer. It didn't work either.
Oh, really?
No. Not, I didn't know about performance-enhancing equipment at that time. I would have been really wonderful. I'm, by the way...
Are you going to be watching?
Today. Of course. There's a joint right down here on the Embarcadero.
The South Beach Cafe.
South Beach Cafe is where you want to go. That's where the action really is.
There's so many.
You get a pizza and a glass of cheap red wine, and you got it made. And by the way, you sounded as if you were announcing a game.
Go. I love this guy. I will watch Telemundo or Univision just to hope there's a goal so I can hear this guy.
But it's going to be a good, it's good time.
I just want someone to knock off Brazil. Knock off Brazil, knock off the top four. Brazil, Italy, France, and Argentina. Now, we're rated
well,
fifth.
Well, maybe it'll be either the heat of the
that's
Pistons.
That's a very generous rating. Same way that Croatia, or the Czech Republic, is rated second in the world. And that's a very generous, but we play them. They're in our group. We're in one of the groups of death. And England, which is my second team, because I spent some time over there, England is in a very wussy group, so they should make it to the quarterfinals.
What had happened to the guy, that the American that was hired by the Manchester team to play? Got paid as if he was Barry Bonds.
Oh, Tim Howard?
Beckham.
No.
Beckham's not American. He's right.
No. He's playing for Real Madrid now.
Is he?
Yeah.
You know,
he's been there for 3 years.
He may be one of the high...
He's 31. He's old for soccer. And the last time he got a red card, he was kicked off of a game that they lost 1-0. So he was held in a little low regard there. He's really got to come back. England's got this kid now. His name, Wayne Rooney. And he broke his foot a couple of weeks ago. So he's going to be out for the first couple of games. But they expect him back if England makes it out of the first round into the quarterfinals. First round, they play 3 games. And there's 4 teams in each group. And they play each other in that group. And whoever the top two are, and if they have the same record, then they go goals at differential. And they find a way. The top two move on to the quarterfinals. And last time in the World Cup, America actually made it into the quarterfinals. And then we lost 1-0 to Germany on a kind of a suspicious call.
How about the young,
how
about that little teenager in America, though, who's been playing? Freddie. Have you been watching him?
I don't know if Freddie made the team. I don't think he made the team.
He plays for the Washington Capitals.
Right. Yeah. D.C., yeah.
But Freddie is 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And he's a terrific performer.
But the guy who took San Jose Earthquakes to 2 MLS championships, Landon Donovan, now plays for the L.A. Galaxy. He's on the team. Marcus DeBeasley, is that his name? I think so. And then there's these other two kids. And these guys were all part of the under-17. It's a great story that America soccer is actually coming into its own.
Can you imagine a left-wing station discussing soccer full time?
It's going to be a great month.
By the way, after 8 o'clock this morning, an outspoken opponent of soccer, Jack Kemp, has gone on record saying he didn't think the U.S. should ever host a World Cup. I think we should discuss.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's coming up after 8 o'clock. Mike Isikoff from Newsweek magazine as well. And after the 8 o'clock news, we'll give you a little insight on how you can win free tickets to see Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive Progressive Talk Station 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Turns out Abu Musab al-Zarqawi survived the bombing and died shortly thereafter. Correspondent Dick Giuliano has the story from Washington.
Major General Bill Caldwell in Iraq has told a Pentagon news briefing the terrorist survived the initial blast and was placed on a stretcher by Iraqis when U.S. troops arrived.
According to the person on the ground, Zarqawi attempted to sort of turn away off the stretcher. Everybody resecured him back onto the stretcher, but he died almost immediately thereafter.
Also, yesterday's report said a child died in the attack. Caldwell says it was 6 grown-ups, including Zarqawi, 3 males, 3 females. Dick Giuliano, CNN, Washington.
FBI forensics experts are analyzing DNA to make absolutely certain that was Zarqawi who was killed in the U.S. airstrike in Iraq, but the military says it is sure. The number two man in Al-Qaeda has put out a new videotape, our Octavia Nasser reports.
He taped this message, obviously, before the killing of Zarqawi in Iraq, because on the tape he praises Zarqawi and call him the lion of jihad and Islam.
A top Iraqi oil ministry official has been kidnapped in the Baghdad area as he was driving home from work. The House has passed a bill to make it easier for phone companies to get into the subscription TV business. Supporters say it'll increase competition and save consumers money. Telecom analyst Gary Arlen says that remains to be seen.
Of course, one of the issues with this legislation is whether there'll be any redlining. In other words, will they go after rich neighborhoods first, do something to make it lower prices for some customers, but not for everyone?
Northwest Airlines and its flight attendants will go to a federal bankruptcy judge this afternoon. The airline wants to break the contract with the attendants. Earlier this week, the flight attendants rejected an agreement to cut their pay. It's unclear what the next step will be, although the worst-case scenario could result in a strike as early as tonight. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Qu-
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
960 The Quake. Now broadcasting in HD digital high-definition radio. Learn more about the incredible new sound of AM radio online at QuakeRadio.com.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning, it's 8:04. This report brought to you by the Department of Boating and Waterways. San Francisco City Streets motorcycle down on 19th Avenue, northbound at Ocean. Two right lanes blocked. Crews are there checking up on it. Stall in the left lane, 101 southbound after Sierra Point Parkway North. Same spot of a real bad accident there yesterday. East Bay problem, Walnut Creek on 680 southbound at Tree. Three cars moved over the shoulder. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge toll plaza, moving slowly but moving on the upper deck into San Francisco. In an effort to keep the waterway safe this weekend, law enforcement is cracking down. Last year, 260 arrests were made in Northern California, so if you're boating, don't drink. Remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility. You can check real-time traffic anytime on our website at quakeradio.com. We'll check headlines at the bottom of the hour. It's 8:05. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake. Jack Kemp joins us in just a moment. Mike Isikoff from Newsweek magazine later on this hour. And our friend Malou Nubla, you know her from Channel 4, Channel 5, from the cable network, Fine Living Network. She'll be around in a little bit, too. Jack Kemp, you're on with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning.
Will and Willie.
Good morning, Mr. Kemp.
This is the progressive Jack Kemp.
Hey, I'm Jack. Sorry, we got the wrong guy then. Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm a progressive Republican.
I know that. That's how I described you in Vegas last week when I introduced you. 1 week ago I introduced you in Vegas.
Good to be with you, Willie, at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. fun to be with you and Antonio Villaraigosa. And, Will, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Kemp.
Jack, Mr. Kemp, my father.
Jack, we start this out with your dislike of soccer. Will is a great soccer fan. And
Read this quote from you. You're talking in 1986. I think it's important for all you young people out there someday hope to play real football where you throw it and kick it and run with it, put it in your hands. Distinction should be made that football is democratic capitalism, whereas soccer is a European socialist sport.
Oh, I hate to have my words come back at me. I was giving that speech tongue in cheek.
I hope so. Are you going to be watching this this month?
Absolutely. I like soccer. I got 17 grandchildren and 13 of them play soccer.
No kidding. Well, we're mostly interested in one of your sons, Jeff, who played here with the Niners.
Yeah, he played with the Rams, 49ers, and Seahawks. He's retired, lives in Seattle, and played 11 years in the NFL, made more money in 1 year than I made in 13, and he's only half as good as his old man.
Is that an opinion he shares?
No.
Although you had an incredible career with the Buffalo Bills.
Well, I started with the Chargers in L.A. in 60, went down to San Diego for a couple of years, got hurt very severely, and got sold to the Buffalo Bills and spent another 8 years with the Bills. So I took money under false pretenses for at least 13 years.
No, you recouped pretty good in Buffalo, though.
And then you graduate from the NFL and go straight to the Congress, and you were there for 18 years.
Well, you know, true story. I don't know why politicians have to label their stories true, but this is a true story. In 13 years, I broke both ankles, both shoulders, my right knee, my right hand, and had 11 concussions. Nothing left to do but run for the Congress of the United States.
Famous line about Gerald Ford, he played football too long without the use of the helmet. I remember that.
I wore a helmet, but I told Steve Young when he played for the 49ers, one more concussion and he could run for the U.S. Senate.
Well, your career on the political side really reached the crescendo in 1996 when you were the Republican nominee for the vice presidency.
Well, I had a lot of fun running with Bob Dole. Al Gore and Bill Clinton were tough to beat. The economy was good. The world was relatively, use this word very carefully, relatively peaceful. So I think that's a recipe for, you know, success, whether you're on the center right or the center left. A more peaceful world, a growing economy, a nation where jobs are plentiful and education is good. And we got a long way to go, though, as Willie and I talked about down in Las Vegas at the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
Jack, on today's scene in the world of politics, how do you rate what's occurring with these people that replaced you in the Congress?
Oh, you know, Tom DeLay retired yesterday and gave a speech on the floor, and I'm not going to pick on him, but it was very bombastic. It was disappointing to me. You know, I come from what I consider to be the Lincoln wing of the Republican Party. Frederick Douglass was the Republican chairman of the District of Columbia back in the beginning of the Republican Party. I would like to see the Republican Party make more friends across the aisle. I don't think you can do anything progressive or reform without getting people of like minds. I felt closer to Willie Brown and Antonio Villaraigosa in Las Vegas at the U.S. Conference of Mayors than I do with some of the hardline, far-right, obstinate, balance-the-budget-at-all-cost Republicans. I mean, I love my party. I'm a partisan Republican. But we never would have gotten enterprise zones through the Congress, or empowerment zones, as President Clinton called them, without Democrats and Republicans. We never could reform housing, as Cisneros and I tried to do, without Democrats working with Republicans. So, Willie, I know you believe this. From the bottom of your heart, I just don't see that in the Congress today. They don't even talk to each other.
We're speaking with Congressman Jack Kemp, former congressman, former vice presidential candidate, former NFL All-Star right here on 960.
Cabinet member. He was HUD.
Yeah, I was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under Bush 41.
Bush 1. Do you think Congress can change now that DeLay has taken his absence, has exited from the stage?
Well, I would hope so. There's a lot of good folks on both sides of the aisle. There's so many things that have to get done, from immigration reform to tax reform to certainly housing and trade reform. So my feeling is that it may help, but you know, you got to take that first step. Somebody's got to look across the aisle and say, "Hey, there's a guy or gal of credibility, and I want to go over there." But they got to start talking to each other. There's got to be more civility. You can be a strong Democrat and a strong Republican and still get things done, and hopefully the climate can change.
Jack, there's going to be a presidential race, as you know. In about 18 to 20 months, people are really going to start tooling up for that. Are you up for it? Are you?
At 70 years of age, I'm in my 11th step of recovering from politics. I just want to grow up and live like Willie Brown.
That's not a bad aspiration.
I started. I'm on the board of Habitat for Humanity. I'm on the board of Howard University. I do a lot of fundraising for philanthropy. I am on a lot of boards, including Oracle. Thomas Weisel Investment Banking in California. I'm on the board of UCLA School of Public Policy. So I'm doing a lot of things at 70 years of age that preclude even thinking about running. And I think it's too early to look at 2008. I think the congressional races are going to be, you know, the House is up for grabs in 2006. So I'm going to campaign for guys and gals who have conservative values but progressive ideas, for healing the wounds, healing Katrina victims, racial reconciliation, etc.
Jack, you know that the Democrats have placed high hopes on the race in Cunningham's old seat, and yes, they did not do as well as they anticipated. What's your take on that one?
I think the fact that the Republican Party had to spend $5 million to win a House seat in San Diego, which was clearly Republican, means that it's going to be extremely competitive. I think people want solutions to problems. So in my opinion, if Republicans want to hold on to the House, they got to get, you know, busy in this last year, I guess, before the election. Not even the year.
5 months.
5 months, wow. I think immigration reform, that's a tough issue in California. I don't like to see the party be so bombastic on immigration. My view is, Willie, and Will, Father Hesburgh got it right at Notre Dame when he did that study of immigration. He said, we got to close the back door of illegal immigration so we can keep open the golden door of legal immigration. We should be increasing the number of H-1B visas for high-tech, for engineers and mathematics and science. We've got to close the back door, but let's keep open the golden door, which makes America a nation of immigrants.
That's Jack Kemp that you're listening to, people, here on 960 The Quake. He comes to us from a perch somewhere in the Far East. Where are you, by the way?
Oh, I'm in the Far East. I'm on the Far East of the United States.
That's right.
1901 Pennsylvania Avenue, Kemp Partners. We run a little business here of consulting, and then I have an international company, a private equity company that I'm interested in as well. So I'm having a ball.
So you're just
I want to grow up and live like Willie Brown.
You're just three blocks up from the Capitol.
Yeah. I'm three blocks away from the Capitol. I sat on my top floor and watched that jet fly into the Pentagon back in September of 01. And
you actually saw that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because we have people here at our station who doubt that it happened.
I'm sure there's folks who have conspiracy theories all over the world. I saw it fly in, and the rumors were just absolutely ripped. I guess there have been conspiracies in history, but I don't think 9/11 was one of them.
The United States had a great victory in the last 48 hours when the leading guy, the most wanted man in Iraq, was nailed.
Al-Zarqawi.
You know, people say, well, why would you glorify his killing? I don't know if glorification is the right word, but look, this guy was a genocidal, maniacal hater of Shia. Sunni, of Shia, he was a Sunni, so it was part of a civil war. He hates Jews. He hates Christians. He hates the West. He hates America. He hates Israel. He killed women and children. He bombed weddings, a wedding reception. Now, where under the name of Allah do you get away killing innocent people at a wedding reception? So I'm glad they took him out. I don't glorify it, but it's a blow for the Iraqis. All cheered. The whole Iraqi people cheered. So I guess they know more about it than do I.
All right. Well, listen, we want to thank you very much. We're going to be calling on you. Bye. You never should have given me your number. You now know that.
Anytime, Willie and Will.
All right.
You're in the loop, Congressman Kemp.
Every morning.
All right. Thank you.
You can take that interview with former Congressman, football player Jack Kemp online at QuakeRadio.com. Later on this morning, we'll have that and all the other guests that you hear on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Mike Isikoff from Newsweek. Coming up, it's 8:16 on 960 The Quake.
HBO is the place to be all summer and all year round because they got the best programming available for the folks out there in the Bay Area. Let's just talk about comedy specials off top. Your man Lewis Black has got his own show. Now, you've probably seen him in shows like Hannah and Her Sisters, Jacob's Ladder, The Hard Way, and The Night We Never Met. And he is going to be coming up in some new movies, Man of the Year with Robin Williams, Accepted and Unaccompanied Minors. Lewis Black, remember the name. He's not playing around. Graduate of the Yale School of Drama, has a lot of background in plays, written some books, but comedy is his game. So if you want to check it out, make sure you tune it in. HBO, Lewis Black stars in the all-new hour frenetic take, No Prisoners, HBO stand-up special by the name of Lewis Black, Red, White, and Screwed. Saturday it all starts June 10th at 10 p.m. only on HBO. Now, I know you've seen the advertisements running on HBO for a new show entitled Dane Cook's Torgasm. Here we go. A little something before you start tuning in. He's been doing comedy for about 10 years now or so. Back in 05, he decided to put a little twist, a little concert tour, by inviting three fellow comics at different stages of their careers, Jay Davis, Bobby Kelly, and Gary Goldman, to join him for a one-month roller coaster ride across the United States. This is what you're going to see on the show. Now, your man Dane Cook is not new to the scene. He made an appearance on Saturday Night Live, and that was the highest rated show of the season. So comedy is definitely his game. So if you want to check it out, lots of laughs, lots of real life situations, four men on one bus doing a comedy tour. Don't miss the premiere of the new HBO series Dane Cook's Torgasm as they follow Dane and three other comedians for 30 days and 20 shows all on one bus. Sundays 11 p.m. only on HBO.
The smell of garlic and the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
America's only spoken word LGBT radio show. Sunday nights at 7 and available for download right now at QueerChannelRadio.com.
You know, 960 The Quake. Coming up this weekend, you can win your free tickets to see Al Gore's powerful film, An Inconvenient Truth. You just call in and win, and we'll even tell you when to do it. It's on the contest page of QuakeRadio.com. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. He joins us every Friday at this time. Writes for Newsweek magazine. Good morning, Mike Isikoff. You're on with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Our newspapers are just replete with exhaustive material about the killing.
The death of Mr. Al-Zarqawi. How's D.C.? What's the mood there?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's not a small deal. This was a particularly nasty, vicious guy, given to beheadings, given to stirring up sectarian warfare. I mean, he was the architect of the let's go after the Sunnis and create a civil war, and then that will bring, I'm sorry, go after the Shiites.
He's a Sunni.
He's a Sunni, right. Yeah. But that this will be the way to make Iraq a magnet for Sunni extremists around the world by casting this as not just a war against the American occupiers, but a war for within Islam against the infidel Shiites on behalf of the true Sunnis. So, I mean, in that case, I mean, he is. He was a nasty guy, and it is a good thing that he's gone. That said, should we expect some sort of miraculous dissipation of the insurgency? No, clearly not. Clearly this thing has taken on a life of its own, and that the passions that drove the this insurgency are still there. The most likely outcome is, like all the other sort of big catches or kills, whether it was Uday or Qusay, the sons of Saddam when they were killed, or when Saddam himself was captured, or the many deputies of Zarqawi, it has been reported over the last couple of years that we've gotten, I would not expect a big dramatic change.
Well, Michael, would not the government that's in place and being installed, will they not benefit, though, by perception from this killing?
I think they probably will, and that's not a bad thing. I mean, between whatever you think of them compared to the likes of a Zarqawi, they are much to be preferred and much to be, and you know, one can only wish them well. The more broad question for United States interests beyond what happens in Iraq is, does this have any worldwide effect on terrorist attacks? And there, again, while he was a global figure, the terrorist movement is so dispersed at this point. It is not a hierarchical structure as it was with al-Qaeda pre 9/11. It is now a movement with largely autonomous groups, and we saw that just last weekend with what happened in Canada. We saw it in London. We saw it in Madrid. These are largely autonomous groups. While they have connections and associations, they operate pretty, more or less autonomously. And so, therefore, the death of any one terrorist leader doesn't make all that much difference.
Well, you always end up with people replacing him, and there's got to be a power struggle. We're speaking with Chief Investigative Reporter for Newsweek Magazine, Michael Isikoff. He joins us here on 960 The Quake every Friday. Can we come home a little bit? Can we talk about the hammer being put back in the drawer?
Well, you know,
see his gracious little speech yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah, he went out swinging. It is pretty extraordinary. If you just step back a year, this guy was the majority leader and ruling the roost in the House of Representatives, and now now he's just gone. Gone before the election.
Two 500-pound bombs.
Right, and he's
one named Damerbaugh.
He's got legal troubles to deal with. He's under indictment in Texas. His former chief of staff, Ed Buckham, is squarely in the sights of the prosecutors, may well be pressured to cut a deal. DeLay had a lot of reasons for all his bravura yesterday in his talk. He had a lot of reasons for leaving and a lot of things to worry about in the criminal arena. He'd like us to say this won't be the last you've heard of Tom DeLay. You'll hear from Tom DeLay, and I think that's true, although it may not be when we do hear the kind of things he would like the public to be hearing about him.
Michael, do you have any update on what's going on with Bill Jefferson, William Jefferson, and Nancy Pelosi's confrontation?
I think they are. The Justice Department is scrambling to figure out what to do that. I mean, they can't do anything now that the evidence seized from that congressional search has been turned over to the Solicitor General. So you got that 45-day cooling off period. It's got another month or so to go. The question is what's going to happen after that? I don't think there's any doubt that he is. Never say there's not going to be any doubt, but I think it is a strong likelihood that they will move to indict him after that cooling off period is over and take this to the next level. I think it could be a very busy summer. I think a lot of the Abramoff indictments have been put off pending the end of the Safavian trial, which took a week-long break this week for a judicial conference. The jury comes back for closing arguments next week. I would not think that the jury is going to be out for very long. After we get the verdict on that, I think you'll see a reasonably rapid pace in further indictments on that front.
In regards to Mr. DeLay, it appears as if not only has his former chief of staff pleaded guilty already to some charges.
No, his former deputy chief of staff. Pled guilty. Ed Buckham is under investigation and is coming under heat to plead guilty.
That's his chief of staff.
What was the guy's, Michael?
Scanlon was his press secretary.
It was his press secretary. He's also pleaded guilty, hasn't he?
He has pled guilty, yes.
Right,
yes.
So there's a whole series of people that are already down.
You take a look.
Climbing the ladder.
Right. Here's a guy who essentially has been surrounded by people who have pled guilty to felonies while working for him. You would think that would chasten someone.
One would think, wouldn't one?
Doesn't seem to have had that impact on Mr. DeLay.
Speaking of disturbing elements, I don't know if you heard anything about this or if you're prepared, Michael, but rumors about Tom Daschle running around the back roads of New Hampshire, perhaps laying groundwork for 08. Tom Daschle?
Well, look, what do they say about once you become a member of the Senate, there isn't any of them that don't harbor ambitions to move on
to a higher office?
To higher office.
Yeah. Look, of which there are only two at that point.
Daschle is a nice guy, but he couldn't get reelected in his home state of South Dakota. It's kind of hard to imagine him as a standard bearer for the Democratic Party in 2008. But look, the Democrats have a problem. And, they got a lot of problems. they should have won that election in San Diego.
Although,
psychologically,
Michael,
we
just talked to Jack Kemp. And Jack Kemp put another spin on it. He said the fact that the Republicans had to spend $5 million to retain a seat in San Diego says something very powerful.
But they do have the money, and they'll get the money. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you can always get the money to do what you need to do, or you usually can if they think that the they're not going to have $5 million to spend in every district. But this was psychologically a moment, and it was an opportunity lost for the Democrats because had that seat gone to the Democrats, it would have ratified the conventional, what had emerged as the conventional wisdom, which is that the culture of corruption rap was really going to weigh heavily on the Republicans trying to retain control this year.
Buddy, always great to talk to you every Friday. Michael Isikoff from Newsweek Magazine. Looking forward to next Friday.
It's 8:29 on 960 The Quake. What would Willie do coming up in a few minutes? A preview of this weekend's Queer Channel show. Malou Nuvola, one of our favorites, is up next. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It's 8:30. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Let's get traffic in Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. We brought you this time by the Sony NavU personal navigation system. Friday light. You wouldn't know it if you're on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. It is moving. No stalls or accidents reported. Metering lights are on for a little while, but the backup isn't real big. There is still motorcycle down on 19th Avenue northbound at Ocean. Car involved, too. The two right lanes are blocked. How slow through there. Bard is running on time. The new Sony NavView personal navigation system featuring a bright touch panel screen, superb audio, convenient repeat button, and preloaded with full U.S. maps. You can drive happily ever after at Sony.com/NavView. Check real-time traffic anytime on our website at QuakeRadio.com. It's 8:30. Good morning. Here's what's happening. What happened in his last moments? We're learning from the military that the last face he saw was that of an American soldier. Terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi survived the bombing of his safe house, but U.S. Major General William Caldwell said today died a short time later. He survived the airstrike, mumbled a little something, and attempted to turn away off his stretcher. The Bay Bridge retrofit job continues this weekend, but no biblical traffic jams are expected, as there will be no major closures, though some ramps will be shut down and some lanes redone. You can find out more about what's closed and what's open at QuakeRadio.com. Hate Street Fair is a big deal this weekend in the city. It's Sunday from 11 until 6. Governor Schwarzenegger made a campaign stop in Antioch yesterday, a few stops in the Central Valley as well. Phil Angelides took the day off to go watch his daughter graduate from Harvard. Short on vacation cash this year? Why don't you go tour a sewage treatment plant? A vacation paradise. Usually politicians do this sort of thing for us, so we don't have to, but perhaps you want to know how this stuff works. Your VIP tour of the Oceanside and Southeast wastewater plants beginning this Saturday at 10 a.m. You can sign up at sfwater.com. Quake weather. Sunny inland, warm today and tomorrow. 60s on the coast to near 90 inland today and tomorrow, and then 70s inland on Sunday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues from Hotel Vitale, San Francisco. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
HBO, you gotta stay tuned in all summer and all year round if you wanna catch some people like Dane Cook making his HBO debut in an all new series, Dane Cook's Tourgasm. Yes, I know you've seen the commercials. He's in a tour bus doing it coast to coast. The show's gonna air every Sunday night at 11 p.m. beginning June 11th. A little background on your man. Back in 2005, Dane Cook became an instant comic legend back when his CD Retaliation skyrocketed real big on the Billboard charts, making it the highest charted comedy album in 25 years. He's also been doing stand-up for about 10 years, found himself up on top of the comedy heap, selling out buildings and venues and arenas all over the place. So if you want to check it out, HBO is the place to be. Don't miss the premiere of the new HBO series, Dane Cook's Tourgasm, as they follow Dane and three other comedians for 30 days and 20 shows all on one bus. Sundays at 11 p.m. only on HBO.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class. Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
HBO is the network you gotta stay with all summer long if you wanna catch some funny shows like your man Louis Black, Red, White, and Screwed. Now, if you're open to poking fun at the Iraq War, Hurricane Katrina, and FEMA, gay marriage, the Dick Cheney shooting, President Bush, and fossils and evolution. Yeah, just some of the things Louis Black will be touching upon in his new HBO series. He's also appeared in numerous stand-up performances on TV, including the May 2004 HBO special, Louis Black, Black on Broadway. He's also been in shows like Mad About You, The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd, and Homicide, Life on the Street. Now it's time to get a little bit funny with it. HBO has got your back. Louis Black stars in an all-new hour of frenetic Take No Prisoners, HBO stand-up special, Louis Black, Red, White, and Screwed. Saturday is going to kick off June 10th at 10 p. only on HBO.
If scientists are right, we could have just 10 years to avert a major catastrophe that could send our entire planet into a tailspin of climate change. If you see just one scary movie this summer, it should be Al Gore's climate crisis film, An Inconvenient Truth. It's at the Regal UA Theater in Stonestown in San Francisco. The Quakes got your free tickets. Call in to win all this weekend. Find out when to call on the contest page of QuakeRadio.com.
960 The Quake saves the planet. Eco Talk with Betsy Rosenberg. Tomorrow at noon on 960 The Quake.
The president, he's got his war.
It's 8:36. Good morning. 960 The Quake live at Hotel Vitale, San Francisco. If you feel like playing hooky, come on down and have a cup of coffee with us. Robert Wool's at Cobb's Comedy Club in North Beach this weekend. He'll be joining us later. We'll have a preview of this weekend's Queer Channel show as well. The lovely Michelle will come by. And now, Malou Nubla, you know her from Channel 4. She did the news there. She did Evening Magazine on Channel 5. And now she's a host on Cable's Fine Living Network. Malou Nubla. Will Durst, Willie Brown on 960 The Quake.
The best name in show business.
That's a tongue twister,
the name,
huh?
No, Malou Nubla. It's a name that's fun to say.
You know, my old joke is that it sounds like boiling water.
Malou Nubla.
Right? That's the only way people remember it. It sounds like boiling water. It's the oldest joke. Gotcha.
And your sister was doing traffic on 4, right?
That's funny you should say that. She did that, and then she did that for NBC.
Right.
In San Jose. She's been in Philadelphia for a year for Comcast Sportsnet. And then next week on the 15th, she works for Fox Sportsnet in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Sports?
Yes, she's starting a new job next Wednesday.
What kind of sports? What do you mean just...
Covering sports. She's just like a sportscaster, just like Gary Radnich. Probably better.
Wait, Gary hears that. Wait, Gary hears
He's
that.
Not going to like me for that
no,
one.
No. Is that your twin sister?
No, she's not. I always say she's my older sister, but she's really my younger sister.
She's your younger sister.
Yeah, she is
still
my younger sister.
With that, though.
All
right.
Yeah, so she starts next week. So we're all over the place.
That's cool. She's back in California?
Yes, she is.
Yeah,
she did not like Philly.
No?
She liked the job, but...
Sports in Philly, man. Those people, that's all they got.
That's exactly what she said. So she learned a lot about sports there. But she said they're hardcore over there. That's all they live, breathe, and sleep. But there's nothing else to do there. It snows all the time.
Well, you got some nice museums. You got some great food. But still, I mean, these are the people who are famous for booing Santa Claus. It was a Thanksgiving Day or that weekend. It was one of those football games, and the Eagles brought Santa Claus. Wasn't that the story, Tony? That brought Santa Claus in, booing him.
I'm not sure that there are some occasions when Santa deserves to be booed.
They got T.O. How about Terrell Owens? They got T.O. over there for a while.
Santa.
You sure you didn't mistake him for Terrell Owens?
Definitely not Santa Claus. Not to us. Not to the Eagle fans, perhaps to the Cowboy fans. That'll be interesting.
But he's now in Dallas.
Yeah.
And believe me, he is going to be well-received in Dallas. Dallas is 80 miles from Mineola. Dallas is the team of the Cowboys that my mother loved and went to the games with some regularity.
But remember that stunt that he pulled on the Dallas Star? Remember that? And they came and tackled him? And...
Yes, but, that's...
All is forgiven, right?
He's show business, guys.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
The guy, he's nothing serious about football in this guy, except when he performs with a broken leg better than most people can perform with
that's
two
true.
Good ones.
That's true.
In that Super Bowl game.
He was in a Super Bowl.
In that Super Bowl game, he performed magnificently. And if there had been anybody else, including the quarterback, equal to the occasion...
Well, according to him...
What do you mean, according to him?
According to him...
Oh, the guy was throwing up in the huddle. What are you talking about?
Yeah, whose empirical evidence is that? That's hearsay.
Nobody corroborated that. Not a single other team member corroborated that. It was T.O.'s testimony that Donovan McNabb threw up in the huddle. We don't know that. Did you see it, the evidence on that? Do you see a little stain by the 42-yard line?
That's why they should air football on, like, HBO, where nothing is censored. We get to see absolutely everything.
That's right.
You know,
I concur with you. And
like
there would be no debate.
Yeah, like podcasts and vodcasts. You know,
absolutely.
We were talking about that earlier.
That would be absolutely no debate. Everybody would have known that he choked and threw up.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on.
At the same time.
With the emphasis on the former.
Yes.
Yeah.
So listen, I was listening to you guys earlier when you were talking about the awards luncheon that you attended yesterday. Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday afternoon. At the lovely Hotel Nico.
That's right. AWRT.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about the presentations or the speeches and all, and then you said that one woman from...
Yeah, I forgot the newscaster's name.
New Orleans, you know? That's Sydney! Sydney Kahara!
Yes.
Good friend
indeed.
Of mine.
Very good.
Yeah.
And Noelle from Channel 11?
Is it Noelle Cisneros?
No.
No, it was not Noelle Cisneros.
I
don't know Noelle's last name, but it was another Noelle. It was another Noelle.
She
and
was extremely blonde.
Cheryl Jennings.
Right.
She was extremely blonde.
And Danny
King. There's blonde and extremely blonde. She was extremely blonde.
You mean like bottle?
No. I just mean light skinned. She was extremely blonde.
Wow. We'll talk about that later. He got himself into real trouble. You see that? He couldn't handle it. What are you doing now? Your host
what is the Living
Ease
Network?
Of Living? What is this?
Fine Living Network is part of Scripps, which they have the Food Network, HGTV, DIY, which is do-it-yourself, and then Fine Living. And
Do-it-yourself is like Home Depot?
Kind of,
yeah.
And all those channels, you know, on your local cable stations are one after the other. So the Fine Living Network has all these wonderful programs. Have you seen The Wandering Golfer?
No,
sounds
fun.
Heard of The Wandering Golfer? This golfer goes all over the world and plays at some of the best resorts in the world. Well, he's retired. Now they're looking for a new wandering golfer.
You sure sure the guy was not a congressman?
We're speaking with Malou Nublar.
You think
Network.
It was Bob Agnew. It was Bob Agnew.
You want to be the wandering golfer. He wants to be the wandering golfer.
What a great gig.
Right.
I always wanted to do a story on the pools of Hawaii. Because there's such a contradiction there. I mean, you're Hawaii, you're one of the most beautiful spots with best beaches in the world.
Yeah, hop
and
in
my
the water.
Generation, yeah, I want to talk about our obsession with the pools.
But I'm telling you, you ought to stick with this golf thing, though, because there is a market for that, a real market for that. There are some guys who literally spend much of their life chasing golf courses. They
post-work.
Go to wherever it's most appropriate to play, all over the world.
Post-work,
and they call it follow the sun. They follow the sun and play golf year-round all over the world.
Ben Hogan. Yeah.
An unbelievable cast of characters. As a matter of fact, the PGA, theoretically, is organized around following the sun in America.
They start out in Florida.
Well, except global warming,
winter,
and Al Gore has screwed that up. They keep rearranging the chairs, so to speak, and you'll find people like Tiger playing only when the sun's shining now.
Well, yeah, the current wandering golfer who's just, you know... He's done because he says that he's now, I think he's getting married, and he has to concentrate on his relationship right now. He has to put golf off to the side because that's all he's been doing is following the sun, you know, golfing all over the world. Now he's gonna stay committed.
Most guys treat golf as the escape route from being attentive and what have you. What is this? What the hell's the matter with this guy?
I don't know. He's done with golf. He's on to the next thing.
He's going, well, I'd like to meet her.
And the next show will be called The Wandering Husband.
Yeah.
Okay, so now...
Episodes
on that,
of which we've all started.
On that channel you're working for, you do a show that... tells people about where they ought to go play?
Right. This is a different program on Fine Living, which is called The Wandering Golfer. I'm hosting another special that's coming up, and I'm leaving on Sunday for the Dominican Republic for a...
You need a driver?
Yeah. the program...
Bad news available.
This next show that I'm hosting is called A Winning Vacation. And I'm going to be shooting this show with billionaire gamer Calvin Ayers. Are you familiar with him?
No.
Calvin Ayers is like the king of gaming. And so
gaming as in video gaming
gambling,
or gambling?
Gambling.
Yes.
Gambling.
Where's he from?
Canada.
Uh-huh.
He's Canadian. He's a gazillionaire.
And so you're going down to the Dominican?
Yes, we're staying at a beautiful resort there for a week, and they'll also cover Atlantic City and Reno, places where you can vacation and also gamble at the same time, but also enjoy the beautiful resorts.
You're going to have to go to Reno?
I know.
I love Reno.
I'd rather go to Tahoe, really.
Reno's a real city. Reno's like
Silver like Legacy, right?
Yeah.
El Dorado.
Well, no. Don't. Yeah.
Eldorado.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah, either one. So anyway, I'm Filipino. I love gambling, so you know that's what I'm getting involved in. Not real gambling, but you know what I'm talking about.
You know what I think about Texas Hold'em?
Love Texas Hold'em.
All right. Got to know when to hold them.
Got to know when to right fold away.
I'm all in.
To subscribe to the Fine Living Network, contact your cable operator. Malou Nubla, thanks very much. It's Friday on 960 The Quake. Michelle from Queer Channel coming up. Robert Wohl at Cobb's this weekend. He's coming up in the next hour. What Would Willie Do is next on 960 The Quake.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. Ha 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 ha. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wendy Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
To enjoy an active summer, feel healthy, you know what you need? Good nutrition. That's just plain common human sense. But today, it's a tough deal. We skip some meals. We're always eating on the run. At least I am. Well, here's Mike Buck from NatureBee to tell us how we can do better. Aloha, Mike.
Aloha, Will, and top of the Friday morning to everybody. Common sense, that's a bit scarce these days.
Mm.
Your idea of balance, a burger, fries, and a soda pop, forget about it. Good health and well-being, you got to have good nutrition. NatureBee, the organic vegetable food in a capsule, provides that with 27 vitamins and amino acids, 28 minerals, powerful antioxidants. Come on, this stuff is like the health food store right there in the palm of your hand.
And more energy. That's what I've noticed. I've been taking a couple every day. I got more energy. My spine is a little stiffer. Am I just making this up?
Pep in your step. You get the sustained energy out of this. And I'll tell you why. You get better sleep. Immune system gets better. Your skin clears up. That's just a couple of the benefits you enjoy. This stuff's not a drug or a stimulant or a medicine. No sugar, gluten, fillers, or starch. Just pure organic vegetable food. But it's a product of Mother Nature, and it's got everything you need in it. And you know, Mother Nature knows best.
She's right. Sounds great, Michael. How can our listeners get Nature Bee for themselves?
So easy. Call toll-free to Clean Green New Zealand. That's the best way. Order a six-month supply, just $99 with a small delivery fee. You're getting right now the $30 bottle of famous Nature Bee sunscreen. That's just free for trying this product. And don't forget, Nature Bee has a complete money-back guarantee, so you got nothing to lose. Pick up the phone, make a toll-free call. Do it today. You won't be sorry, we promise you. The number is 1-866-834-8255. 8355. And Will, you and everybody have a great weekend.
Thank you, Michael. Just like me, you guys. Come on, join in with Nature Bee. Order now. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or go to www.naturebee.com.
Queer Channel, America's only spoken word LGBT radio show. Sunday nights at 7 and available for download right now at queerchannelradio.com.
850 on 960 The Quake. And now a moment of profound wisdom. Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and now, what would Willie do? Will.
We have a question, Mr. Everyday People here. You are Steve Wesley. You have as much money as Crocus. You just lost. You're on your way where? Disneyland? What are you going to do for the next 4 years?
I'm going to join Malou. I'm going to the Dominican. I'm going down there and gamble. It would have made a hell of a lot more sense than what I did here in California with the money that I spent against Phil Angelides. Now, on a serious note, if you're Steve Wesley, you're in this business of being a politician, what you need to do now is think about what you're going to do for the next few years as you wait another opportunity. He's young enough. He's got two young kids. He's got a great wife, great home, life, and he is free of any question about his integrity and his conduct because he didn't need to raise any money from anybody else. And if I'm Steve Wesley, I suspect that I privately and secretly pray that Arnold gets reelected so that in 2010 my money would still be viable, my money would still be available. Now, I don't suggest to you that that's what Steve Wesley is going to do. I'm just telling you what a politician, not do I say that's what Willie would do, except I'm telling you that's how politicians think. They always think of the next opportunity. Keep in mind that Steve Wesley could very well be a candidate for Congress at some point. He could very well be a candidate for mayor in his own hometown. He could do something, but believe me, when you get as many votes as he has gotten statewide on two separate occasions, you don't walk away from this crazy business of politics. You do what, you know, what Jack Bauer does. You find a way to come back in spite of the fact that you've just been ripped off by the Chinese and put on a slow boat to China.
Love 24. I love it. I have nothing to do.
I knew she would
rust. I have nothing to do now that it's not on anymore. Don't wait till January to find out what happens to Jack.
Except that everybody tells me that we all missing a trick if we aren't checking the shield out. They tell me that
the shield has
great writing, some wonderful twist, and not on, yeah, it's not 24. 24 is so
he's
special.
He's not a lovable character.
He is not.
No. No, he's a corrupt cop, is what he is. But he's a cop who tries to kind of mix his corruption with keeping the streets crime free. So he tries to do his job, but he'll take a little extra money here and there.
There's 24.
That's music to my ears right there. I didn't realize you were such a hardcore 24 fan like
well,
I am.
Well, he got into it. Someone gave him the DVDs.
My
the
son.
First. Michael.
Yes.
Gave him the DVDs from the first couple seasons.
And I literally did not leave the house until I'd had an occasion to catch up to the present day at that time, a couple of years ago. But I watched like 10 or 12 hours of 24 every day, and I'm so inept at moving things around, I had to watch the damn commercials when I didn't need to.
wasn't it just brilliant, though, when the president thought that he was, you know, scot-free, and he just thought, okay, everything's cool, and then he takes his wife, the first lady, to the back and slapped her and told her to get her act together, and then later on it was all recorded. It was just beautiful.
She was a great actress.
Wasn't she awesome?
She was awesome. First of all, she won his favor and trust in a way that, you know, you can't really describe on the station. And then she followed that with a clear, precise
planned movement. She and the FBI guy,
Aaron,
had set it up, and Jack had set it up, and Jack did the number with the pencil
pen.
And the pen, and he made us all think that he was going to blow the president away, and then he became a patriot, put his hands on his head, let the guys capture him. It was just absolutely mind-boggling.
We got to get you into another show. We got to find another
Nobody
show.
Nobody saw it coming, though.
How about Deadwood? Boston Legal?
Boston Legal?
Good?
Well, according to Bob Agnew, there's a guy in Boston Legal modeled after me.
Daddy
now,
Craig.
I don't know what that is. I haven't seen Boston Legal yet,
Daddy
so
Craig.
I don't know whether or not I should be offended or not offended.
No. William Shatner does a good you.
Well, if you joined with Agnew, then I know I'm in trouble. The two of you have never agreed on anything positive.
So, no, he's a great character. He is a
Malou, have you
character.
Seen that show?
I haven't, to be honest with you. I haven't.
Good.
I watch 24 all the time, and then I watch House, you know.
House is a good show.
Yeah.
I love House, but this guy is always right. He's always right. Nobody ever believes him. Every week, he saves somebody's life. The next week, they all think he's wrong again. He never gets the benefit of the doubt. He's right every week.
But his bedside manner is so wrong. That's what's so funny about it. I mean, his bedside manner is completely, you know, the opposite of what a doctor should be. It's hilarious.
Isn't he the Jack Bauer of medicine?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Exactly. He's brilliant.
This is TV Hour here on 960 The Clay. Willie Brown.
Put your hands on the wheel. Put your hands on the wheel.
I'm William Ferris, and we got my little Nubla here. We're going over our favorite shows. Later on, we'll talk about commercials that we don't like. What else do I watch?
All right here on 960 The Quake.
I'm still a big fan of The Simpsons. And Deadwood starts this weekend. You got to watch Deadwood.
That's a terrible program.
You know what?
They do to women on that program is just so unacceptable.
Yes, you're right.
You just have to keep up with it. See, here we go.
It's so unacceptable. It's just revolting. How could you ever seriously consider running for office again?
If you watch that show?
Yes. With that attitude.
Al Swearengen.
Although the bad guy is really bad.
Isn't he good?
He is really
Ian McShane. Oh,
he
my God.
I've only watched it once, and I thought, I'm too far behind. I can't keep up.
The first year was great, and that was where they set everything up. Second year was okay, and now this will be the third year, and that's going to be the end of it. They might do a couple of two-hour movies to wrap it up, but this is the third year, just 12 episodes.
Well, but in almost every one of those TV programs where they're really blockbusters on television, they end up being a movie. Like, for an example, Dallas is being done again.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they're
going to... It's being shot at Laguna Honda.
Again?
The actors and the actresses all live out there. Linda Evans, Joan Collins, they all live out there. Sean, where else are you going to find
Larry Hagman?
Yes.
No, but they're remaking it with younger people, which works so horribly with the movie that Nicole Kidman did. Remember Bewitched? Oh, God, it was awful. And she's just...
You can't do that with younger people. You can't come back like that.
No, you can't do an old series with younger people.
No, you got to wait for about 100 years.
Even so, Charlie's Angels.
Yes. I can see it now. Charlie Chaplin, remake.
Hey, this is...
Who's going to play him?
It don't get realer
Vince
than
Vaughn.
This.
Vince Vaughn.
Malou, you going to stay with us for the next hour?
I'm going to have some more coffee. You guys have nice digs here, so...
Damn straight. Malou Nubla, Willie Brown. I'm Will Durst. We got John Scott with us as well.
Let me give you a breakdown real quick of what we're going to do on HBO with Toygasm. Dane Cook, of course, taking off his career, decided to add a little twist back in 05 on a concert tour bus, inviting three fellow comics at different stages in their careers, Jay Davis, Bobby Kelly, and Gary Goldman, to join him on a one-month roller coaster ride across the United States. Now, they got to have cameras on them at all times, and you get to see every minute of it, recording them at public events, recording them each individually in private. Yeah, there's going to be some nasty things going on.